We have gathered together tonight and this weekend according to the Lord's will.
我们照着神的旨意，今天晚上聚集在这里。
The only place we want to be is in the Lord's will.
我们唯一盼望所在的地方是在主的旨意里面。
As we travel through this life, there are moments where we gather together.
我们走过一生的旅程，有许多时候我们聚集在一起。
As it were, the Lord comes and pitches the tabernacle here for a few days.
好像神在我们当中在这几天设立了帐幕。
This is not our home.
这并不是我们的家。
But for a few days we dwell together.
但有几天的时间我们住在一起。
We come together as tribes from various places.
我们好像各族从各地一起聚集在这里。
But we need the Holy Spirit to be over us during this weekend.
但这个周末我们需要圣灵来覆庇我们。
Without God's presence, time is in vain.
没有神的同在，我们所花的时间便是枉然。
And so I hope your prayer is,that we learn some great lesson from the Lord in these days.
所盼望你们有个祷告，是我们在这几天当中能够从主那里学的几个宝贝的教训。
Is he going to give us some water from the rock this weekend?
他是不是从磐石里面要给我们流出水来？
Will he give us some manna from heaven?
他会不会从天上降下玛拿？
We pray that the Lord will meet us this weekend in a living way.
我们祷告神，求神在这一个周末能够与我们活生生的面对面。
And so I am glad to be here to watch.
那我很高兴能够在这里来观察神的作为。
Let's see what the Lord will do.
我们来看神在我们当中奇妙的作为。
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
Now, my focus will be from the letter to the Hebrews.
那我所讲的重点是在希伯来书里面。
And this evening I want to introduce some thoughts.
今天晚上我要跟大家介绍一下一些看法，一些想法。
And so we'll begin again in Hebrews chapter 6, those verses that were just read.
所以让我们从我们刚刚所念的希伯来书第六章的几节经文开始。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 through 20.
希伯来书第六章十七到二十节。
In the same way, God, desiring even more to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his purpose, interposed with an oath,
照样神愿意神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。
So that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have strong exhortation to take hold of the hope set before us.
借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所吃定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
And then we want to read some verses from Hebrews chapter 12.
那接下来我们要看一下希伯来书第十二章的几节经文
，verses 25 through 29.
第二十五节到第二十九节
，Hebrews 12.Verse 25.
希伯来书第十二章二十五节。
See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned on earth, much less will we escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
This expressionYet once more denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
这再一次的话是指明那被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。
Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
所以我们既得了那不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
And then just one verse in chapter 13.
我们再看第十三章的一节。
Verse 22.
第二十二节。
But I urge you, brethren, bear with this word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly.
弟兄们，我略略写信给你们，望你们听我劝勉的话。
This evening I would like to talk about this phrase in Hebrews 6:18, strong exhortation.
那今天晚上我要跟弟兄姐妹分享的是在希伯来书第六章十八节的这句话，就是大得勉励。
Now exhortation is an old English word that means two things.
这个勉励在英文里面它有两个意思。
Exhortation means a warning.
它代表有警告。
Exhortation means an encouragement.
它也代表有激励。
This whole letter to the Hebrews is a strong exhortation.
这整本希伯来书是要叫我们能够大得勉励的。
There are strong warnings.
有非常强烈的警告。
There are strong encouragements.
有非常强烈的激励。
Now today in English translations,
那在今天的英文的翻译里面
people don't like the warnings.
那大家都不喜欢警告的话。
And so most English translations say strong encouragement.
所以大部分的英文的翻译都是用勉励，用激励。
Now our God is a positive God.
那我们的神当然是一个正面的神。
And he does want to encourage us.
他的的确确愿意激励我们。
But if we want to understand this word, we also must understand it's a warning as well.
但我们如果要真正明白什么叫做勉励的话，我们必须明白它也含有警告的意思。
This word of exhortation, the letter of Hebrews,
这希伯来书这勉励的话
is meat.
它是肉。
It is for the mature.
是那些成熟的人吃的。
There are times in the history of God's people.
在历史里面神的百姓。
When they have known about Jesus, the Son of God,
他们认识耶稣基督是神的儿子。
But in order to call us to full attention to what lies ahead,
但有时候要叫我们提醒我们摆在我们面前的指望是什么。
Our Father in heaven speaks himself.
所以我们天父就亲自地对我们说话。
Now if we want to grow as Christians to maturity, we must hear the words of our Father.
那我们这些基督徒如果要能够长大成人，我们必须要能够听那天上父神的话。
Our Father has strong exhortation for us.
那我们父神有大有勉励的话。
When our Father speaks these words, it should motivate us to follow on after him.
当我们父对我们说这些话的时候，我们心里当得激励，我们愿意来跟从他。
Why does he give a strong exhortation?
为什么他要给我们这样子大的勉励呢？
Well, we know. It's from what the verses say.
我们从经文里面我们可以晓得。
God has an unchangeable purpose.
因为神有一个不更改的旨意。
You see that in verse 17.
你看第十七节。
God has an unchangeable purpose.
神不更改的旨意。
And since his purpose will not change.
因为他的旨意是不更改的。
We must change.
我们一定要改变。
And so he gives us a strong exhortation.
所以他给我们这样子大大的强烈的勉励。
He tells us he will accomplish his unchangeable purpose.
他告诉我们说他必能成就他不更改的旨意。
He has already a king for his kingdom.
他在他的国度里面已经有已经立了那位王。
But now he is making sons.
但是他现在要使众子一同进入国度。
He is bringing many sons to glory.
他要将许多的儿子带入荣耀里。
He is preparing us for the great rewards.
他要预备我们得到将来极大的奖赏。
So the exhortation must be strong.
所以这个勉励的话必须要很强烈。
I want to give you four reasons introductory of why God gives us strong exhortation.
我要给这个弟兄姐妹们四个原因作为一个介绍来说明神为什么要给我们这样子大大的勉励。
Why is God giving us strong exhortation?
为什么神要叫我们能够大的勉励?
Number one.
第一,
God's strong exhortation always precedes a great shaking.
因为神大强烈勉励的话总是在他震动的作为之先。
When God gives a clear and strong exhortation, it precedes a great shaking.
当神给我们一个又清楚又强烈的勉励的时候就表明他马上要做震动的事情。
You know that this word to the Hebrews came almost within a year before Jerusalem was destroyed.
那我们晓得希伯来书几乎是在耶路撒冷毁灭以后一年内所写的。
While the ground began to tremor, God began to speak.
当地震动的时候神说话。
He must prepare his people.
他要预备他的百姓。
And so he gives a strong word of exhortation.
所以他给我们一个非常强烈的勉励。
So, in recent days, there have been tremors in the earth in China.
同样在最近在中国地也震动。
And I am persuaded in my heart.
那我在心里我深深的相信。
That those saints in China who had an ear to hear what the Spirit was saying were already being prepared before this earthquake came.
那我相信在中国的那些圣徒他们若有耳可听了圣灵的声音他们的心已经预备好了面对这一次的震动。
God always warns before the shaking comes.
神在震动之前总是先给我们警告。
The second reason that God gives strong exhortation.
那第二个原因，神为什么要给我们这样子强烈的勉励？
God gives us strong exhortation because it anchors us to the unshakable.
因为神要大大的勉励我们，使我们能够灵魂安稳在那不可摇动的事上。
When a time of shaking comes, many things we thought were our security are shaken out of our hands.
到了神震动的时候，许多时候我们自己安全感所依附的东西，通通都要失去。
But if we believe His word of exhortation,
但我们若相信他勉励的话
，we are anchored to the unchangeable.
那么我们就扎锚在他那不可改变的里面。
You notice in verse 19 of Hebrews 6,
我们看到希伯来书第六章的第十九节这么说
：This hope we have is an anchor of the soul.A hope both sure and steadfast and one which enters within the veil where Jesus has entered before us.
那我们有这指望如同灵魂的苗又坚固又牢靠且通入幔内做先锋的耶稣已经进入。
Before the shaking comes, we must be anchored to Jesus only.
在这震动来到之前我们必须将我们的锚安稳在基督的身上。
These Jewish believers were anchored to outward observances.
这些犹太人的信徒将他们自己的信仰扎根在外面的行为上
doctrines
一些教义
religious traditions
一些传统信仰上的传统
and the strong word was coming to shake those things out of their hands and that they may grab hold of Jesus as the anchor of their soul
所以神就给他们这样子强烈勉励的话叫他们能够抓紧耶稣基督成为他们灵魂的锚
when the shaking comes
当震动来的时候
God either shakes those things loose out of our handsOr we are shaken up.
神或者将这些事情从我们的手中震动挪去，不然就是我们自己会被震动。
A third reason for the strong exhortation.
第三个原因，神要给我们这样子强烈勉励的话。
The strong exhortation is our motivation to press on to maturity.
因为这强烈的勉励是成为我们里面的动力，使我们愿意能够长大成人。
We're pressing on to higher ground.
我们不断地向更高之处行。
And our Father comes to motivate us to move up to higher ground.
那我们的父就来这里激励我们，使我们愿意往高处行。
If you look in chapter 10 and verse 14,
如果我们看一下第十章第十四节
we want to observe something very interesting in the letter to the Hebrews.
我们要看一些非常有意思的事情。
We see that what God has done through Jesus is a wonderful finished work.
我们看到神在基督里面所成就的是是已经成全的美好的事情。
In verse 14 it says, For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified.
第十四节说，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
When we came to the Lord Jesus, we were perfected by his finished work.
那当我们来到主耶稣基督面前的时候，我们是因他一次所成就的工作而成为完全。
And yet, look at that verse.
但我们再看一下这个经文。
Who are those that are perfected?
那些被成全的人是什么人呢？
Even those that God is now sanctifying.
是那些现在神正在使他们成圣的人。
And so in the letter to the Hebrew, we see these two aspects of perfection.
所以在希伯来书里面我们看到这成圣的这两面。
On the one hand, God's finished work in Jesus Christ has perfected us all by faith in him.
从一方面来讲，神在基督里面所成就的事，使我们因信心的缘故一次得以完全。
On the other hand, we are exhorted to press on to perfection.
但另外一方面，神又勉励我们，使我们能够大得勉励，成为成全。
You see that in chapter 6 in verse 1.
我们看到第六章的第一节。
It says at the end of the verse, let us press on to perfection.
这里讲到说第一节的后半节说到要我们竭力进入完全的地步。
In English, when we want to exhort somebody, we use this phrase, let us.
在英文里面我们如果要讲到我们要勉励人的话我们有英文的说法。
Let us press on.
让我们竭力。
And the writer to Hebrews uses this same tense 14 times in his letter.
那希伯来书里面这样子的说法出现了14次。
In chapter 4 verse 1,
第四章第一节
he says, let us fear.
他讲到让我们畏惧。
In chapter 4 verse 16,
第四章的十六节
let us be bold to enter before the throne of grace.
让我们大胆地进入施恩的宝座。
In chapter 10 verse 22,
第十章的第二十二节
he says, let us draw nigh unto the holy of holies.
让我们进到至圣所。
In chapter 12 verse 1,
十二章的第一节
he says, let us run with patience the race set before us.
叫我们能够存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
In chapter 12 verse 28,
第十二章的二十二节
Let us take grace to serve God.
让我们靠着恩典来服侍神。
In chapter 13 verse 15,
第十三章的十五节
Let us praise Him.
让我们一同赞美他。
So the writer to Hebrews is exhorting us to move on to a new level of higher ground.
所以希伯来书的作者是要勉励我们，使我们能够进到更高之处。
And that's why there's a strong word of exhortation.
所以神给我们这样子一个强烈的勉励的话。
And the fourth reason for the strong exhortation.
第四个原因，神为什么要给我们这样强烈勉励的话
？A strong exhortation awakens us to the great rewards.
因为一个强烈从神那里来的强烈的勉励，使我们的灵魂苏醒，可以看见摆在我们前面的盼望。
Why is the exhortation so strong?
神为什么要给我们这样子强烈的勉励
？Because the rewards are so great.
因为将来的奖赏是极大的。
Look at chapter 10, verse 35.
看一下第十章第三十五节。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心的必得大奖赏。
You know, it's a tragic thing.
你知道这想起来是很悲哀的。
Many Christians are not aware that there are great rewards for them.
很多基督徒不明白他们有一个大赏是摆在那里等着他们。
They're lazy Christians.
这些基督徒太懒了。
They've been saved.
他们已经得救了。
Now they're living for themselves.
那他们就为自己活。
And they don't realize they're losing their rewards.
他们并不明白他们已经失去了他们的奖赏。
But the kingdom will come.
但国度会来到。
And rewards will be given.
那赏赐会发出。
Where will you be?
那你在哪里呢
？So the Father wants to be sure that you understand.
所以父神要你知道你能够明白。
What you're fighting for is great rewards.
因为你现在所征战的必得大赏赐。
You need to be faithful for great rewards.
你必须要有忠心，可以得大赏赐。
And this is why he gives us strong.
为了这个缘故，他给我们这样的一个强烈的勉励。
Just think of the original receivers of this word.
你想想看，那当初那第一个接到这个信的这些收信人。
You know, in the New Testament, there's only two books of prophecy.
我们晓得在新约里面只有两本书讲到预言。
The letter, the book of Revelation and this letter to Hebrews.
我们讲启示录，我们讲到希伯来书。
Think about the condition under which this letter was written.
你想想看，当初这封书信写的时候是在什么光景下写的？
Jerusalem would be destroyed in 70 AD.
耶路撒冷是在主后70年被毁灭。
The Romans came and destroyed the walls.
罗马人来了，将城墙拆毁。
And then they went in and took down the temple.
然后他们进到城里面，将殿拆毁。
1.5 million Jews were killed.
150万的犹太人灭亡了。
It was a devastation.
那这极大的灾害。
Just before the Romans came.
在罗马人来之前。
The Jews had divided up into all kinds of small sects.
那犹太人自己本身有许多的分裂，有许多的教派。
There were many false messiahs.
有很多假的弥赛亚出来。
And they were even inside Jerusalem. While the Romans were coming to take them, they were killing each other inside in competition between their various groups.
甚至在耶路撒冷城里面，当罗马人在攻城的时候，在城里面，犹太人还彼此相杀。
This is what the Roman general did.
罗马的将军做了什么呢？
He opened up the gates and all the a million and a half came in for the Passover in 70 AD.
那他把门打开，那有150万的犹太人来守逾越节。
And then the Romans slammed the gates and wouldn't let anybody go out.
然后罗马人就把门关了，不让任何人离开。
It was too late.
已经太晚了。
And what was going to happen to the many Jewish Christians?
那这时候这些犹太人的基督徒有什么感想，有什么领受呢？
They were dwelling there in Jerusalem.
他们也住在耶路撒冷。
Now we know about 55 AD when Paul came back from his third journey.
我们晓得在主后55年保罗在第三次宣教之后，
James told him that there were tens of thousands of believers who were still zealous for the law.
那雅各告诉他说，在耶路撒冷城里面还有成千上万的基督徒是为律法热心的。
What would happen to these Jewish Christians?
那么这些犹太人基督徒会怎么样呢？
Their whole religion was going to be shaken when the temple was destroyed.
当圣殿被毁坏的时候，他们整个的信仰的根基都会被摇动。
Since 70 AD, there has been no sacrifice and no forgiveness of sins for the Jews.
那从主后70年一直到如今，就再也没有献祭。那犹太人再也没有罪得赦免的事。
This is the greatest crisis of their religion.
那这是犹太人信仰里面最大的危机。
What are the Jewish Christians going to do?
那么一个犹太人基督徒他要做什么呢？
Who can give them this strong word of exhortation?
那谁可以给他们这样的一个大大勉励的话？
Paul has already been martyred.
那保罗在这个时候已经殉道了。
Now, people have different ideas who wrote Hebrews, and nobody knows for sure.
那希伯来书的作者每个人有不同的想法，那没有人知道到底是谁写的。
Now some people say that Paul wrote the letter to Hebrews.
那有的人说保罗写的希伯来书。
But all the evidence shows that he didn't probably.
那但是我们所有的证据都告诉我们，大概不是保罗写的。
The language, the Greek that he uses is completely different than Paul used.
他用的希腊文是跟保罗的希腊文是完全不一样的。
Paul was already martyred.
那保罗在这个时候已经殉道了。
Who can bring a strong word of exhortation?
那么谁能够给他们这样子一个强烈的一个大大的勉励的话？
First of all,
第一，
he has to be an apostle.
他必须要是个使徒。
We know that the word of God in the New Testament, every letter, every book of the New Testament is written by an apostle or an apostolic writer.
那我们晓得在新约里面每一卷书信不是使徒写的，就是跟使徒有极亲密的关系的人写的。
This Christian must also be a prophet.
那么这个基督徒呢，也是要一个先知。
But he also has to know about the Jewish ceremonies, sacrifices.
他又必须要知道犹太人的礼仪，犹太人的献祭。
He has to be familiar with the Levitical priesthood.
他必须要对利未人的祭司制度非常的了解。
But he must be anchored in Jesus alone.
但是呢，他的信心又扎根在主耶稣身上，唯独在主耶稣身上。
He must have been one who has found grace and been freed from the shackles of the laws and the ceremonies of the Jews.
他一定是在基督里面蒙了恩典，而断开了一切犹太人的律法礼仪的锁链。
Who can give this strong exhortation?
谁能够给这样的一个强烈的勉励？
He must be somebody with a great burden for the Jewish people.
那他的心里面对犹太人一定有极大的负担。
I believe the writer of the book of Hebrews.
那我相信希伯来书的作者
is Joseph the Levite.
是利未人约瑟。
Now we know that's the other name for Barnabas.
那我们晓得这是巴拿巴的另外一个名字。
Did you know Barnabas was a Levite?
你们知不知道巴拿巴是利未人？
If you look in Acts chapter 4, you see that his name is Joseph the Levite.
如果你看到使徒行传第四章，你就知道他是约瑟，利未人约瑟。
But among the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem, he had a particular gift.
但是在耶路撒冷的众弟兄姐妹里面，他有一个特别的恩赐。
And so it says that the apostles changed his name.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，使徒改了他的名字。
They called him Barnabas, son of exhortation.
他们叫他什么？叫做巴拿巴，劝慰之子，巴拿巴。
Now many of you may think that Barnabas was just a kind of a sweet guy, you know, because we know he loved his nephew Mark.
那有时候我们想到巴拿巴，我们就觉得这个人大概是一个老好人，因为我们知道他很爱他的外孙哈马可。
But Barnabas was a Levite with the holiness of God.
但是巴拿巴是个利未人，是知道神圣洁的。
And Barnabas could give strong exhortation.
那巴拿巴是一个可以给一个大大的勉励，一个强烈勉励的话的人。
We notice in Acts chapter 11.
我们注意到使徒行传第十一章。
The brothers in Jerusalem respect him so much.
那在耶路撒冷弟兄们对他非常的尊敬。
And they send him over to Antioch to see what's going on.
他们派他到安提阿，看看安提阿发生什么事。
And when he gets there, we see in verse 23.
当他到那里以后，我们看到在二三节这样讲。
When Barnabas arrived and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to exhort them all with resolute heart to remain true to the Lord.
他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and considerable numbers were brought to the Lord.
所以这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
Now, I believe it was Joseph the Levite, but if you think it's somebody else, we don't know for sure.
那我相信是利未人约瑟写的。但如果你相信是另外一个人作者的话。
There's two things we can know about this prophet.
那至少我们有两件事可以知道在这里面的预言。
Whoever he was, he could exhort very strong.
那么不管他是谁，他能够给一个非常强烈的劝勉。
He was very mature.
他非常的成熟。
And by reading the book of Hebrews, you can see what happened to him.
那我们读希伯来书，我们几乎可以看出这个人是怎么样子的人。
Barnabas gave us an original teaching that's only in the book of Hebrews. Do you know what it is?
那在希伯来书里面，巴拿巴给了我们一个唯有希伯来书所有的教训。你们知道什么吗？
I believe Barnabas was praying. He was burdened for these Jewish Christians. He could feel the ground tremoring and the shaking coming.
那我相信巴拿巴在祷告的时候，他里面对犹太人的基督徒有极大的负担，他可以感觉到那地快要大震动了。
And one night he was before the Lord and he was praying.
那一天晚上，当他在主面前祷告的时候
，And the Lord gave him a prophecy from the Old Testament.
所以主就在旧约当中给了他一个预言。
It was David's prophecy.
是大卫的预言。
In Psalm 110 verse 4.
在诗篇110篇第四节
，God has determined and will not change his mind. There's the unchangeable part.
神既然定了规，他就不改变他的旨意，这是不改变的。
And here's what God has determined.
那这是神所定规的事。
Thou art a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
你要照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
And Barnabas saw it.
那巴拉巴看见了。
That's Jesus.
就是耶稣。
He is the priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
他就是照着麦基洗德等次做大祭司的耶稣。
And this was the central revelation that opened up and enabled him to write this whole prophecy.
这就是在启示的中心，使得巴拉巴能够写这整本书。
If you look at it carefully, you see the beginning in chapter 2 and running right through chapter 10. It's centered in Jesus, the high priest.
如果你仔细读的话，你就会发现从第二章一直到第十章，就是以主耶稣基督大祭司为中心。
Now you all read your Bibles.
你们都读圣经。
What other books in the New Testament talk about Jesus being the priest?
那哪一卷书里面讲到耶稣基督是祭司的？
None.
没有。
This is Barnabas' revelation.
这个是巴拿巴自己得到启示。
And this is the revelation that will help these Jewish Christians let go of their outward things and hold to Jesus, their high priest, for the time of shaking.
这个启示就能够让这些犹太人的基督徒能够放弃他们一切的礼仪，抓紧的耶稣基督得以得到救恩。
There's only one way they can let go of their sacrificial system.
要他们放弃他们的献祭，唯有一件事情。
There's only one way they can let go of their laws.
要他们放弃他们的律法，唯有一件事情。
And their traditions.
他们的传统。
They've got to hold on to Jesus, their high priest.
他们必须持定他们的大祭司耶稣基督。
So we find that one of the central exhortations of this book is draw nigh to the high priest.
所以我们就在这本书里面看到他一个中心勉励的中心，就是要我们亲近那位大祭司。
That will get you through any time of shaking.
那么在任何震动的时候，他都可以带你走过。
What a wonderful revelation this was.
这是何等奇妙的启示。
We know that many Jewish Christians received this word.
我们知道许多犹太的基督徒领受了这话。
And they remembered the words of Jesus.
他们记得耶稣所讲的话。
Where Jesus said, when you begin to see the thing shaking about you,
那耶稣说到，当你们看到地要震动的时候，
flee from Jerusalem,
要逃离耶路撒冷。
And they did.
他们就逃了。
Thousands of Jewish Christians left before the destruction of Jerusalem.
成千的犹太基督徒在耶路撒冷城被毁灭之前就逃离了耶路撒冷。
They went to a little place way in the desert of Jordan called Pella.
他们跑到了在靠约旦河附近的一个旷野，一个叫 Pella 的一个小地方。
Oh, can you hear the Lord's voice when He says, "Get out, get out"?
那你听不听到主耶稣主的声音说，赶快离开，赶快离开
？I remember when I was a young minister, there was a deacon in our church.
我记得在我年轻做传道人的时候，教会里面有一个执事。
And his parents came from Estonia.
他的父母从 Estonia 来。
And he was part of a brethren church in Estonia. His family was there.
那他的家庭是 Estonia 的弟兄会的。
And in 1916,
在1916年。
The Lord gave a prophecy to the leader of the group.
那主呢就给那个带领的人一个启示。
And he told them to flee Estonia.
告诉他们说赶快逃开 Estonia.
And the whole assembly.
所以整个教会。
Some 20-30 families.
大概二三十个家庭。
They all moved to Brazil.
全部都搬到巴西了。
The next year, the communists came into Estonia, killed hundreds of thousands of Christians.
再过一年，共产党就进到Estonia, 杀了成千上万的基督徒。
How important it is to hear when the Spirit speaks.
所以听圣灵的声音是何等的重要。
And so I believe that Barnabas was used in a wonderful way to give this exhortation, which set loose many of those things that were hanging on in those Hebrew Christian lives.
所以我相信神用巴拿巴写了这本奇妙的书信，那使得他能够使这些犹太基督徒能够震动，挪开许多缠累他们的事情。
And so that's why we need today strong exhortation.
所以今日同样的，我们也需要这样子大得勉励。
There is an important Bible principle that we discover by looking at the whole letter as a whole.
那在圣经里面有一个极重要的原则，如果我们看希伯来书整卷书的话，我们可以得到这个原则。
If we are going to go on to maturity,
我们如果要长大成熟，
we need to have faith in the word of God.
我们必须要对神的话有信心。
We call it absolute truth.
我们讲的是绝对真理。
The word of God is absolute truth.
神的道是绝对的真理。
In our American society, many people believe in relative truth.
在美国的这个社会里，许多人相信真理是相对的。
There is no black and white. There is no right and wrong. There is no God and devil. It's all relative.
没有黑跟白，没有好跟坏，没有上帝或魔鬼，这全部都是相对的。
Well, that sounded good in Chinese.
中文听起来比较好听。
This is the philosophy of modern man.
这是现代人的一个哲学。
But when the shaking comes,
当震动来的时候,
that philosophy crumbles like a house of cards.
这个哲学就像用纸牌堆的房子一下倒塌了一塌糊涂。
We know that in China they were looking forward to the Olympics.
我们晓得在中国他们正在等候这个奥运会。
8888888 August 8th, 2008, 8 p.m. when the Olympics start.
八月八号，公元2008年早上八点钟，奥运会开始。
And as our brother Christian shared with us last Sunday,
好像陈锡珍弟兄上个礼拜天跟我们分享的。
There's no mistake.
没有什么错误的。
8 days before the Olympics, the earthquake came.
在88天之前，这个地震就来了。
When they have the Olympics this August.
当他们在八月开始这个奥运会的时候，
The proud nation,
这个一个骄傲的国家，
will be a humbled nation,
那会成为一个谦卑的国家。
Because they found out that they cannot do everything by their own determination.
因为他们发现凭着自己的定义，他们没有办法成就许多事。
When the great shakings come,
当大震动临到的时候，
all of our bravado and modern thinking falls to the ground.
我们自以为的勇敢，我们自己现代人了不起的地方，全都归于尘土。
And so here is an important principle we learn from the book of Hebrews.
所以在希伯来书里面，我们得到这个重要的原则。
By faith in the absolute truth of the Word of God.
我们凭信相信神绝对的真理。
We are prepared for anything.
我们就可以预备好了面对各样的事情。
What brings a new Christian to maturity?
怎么样子使一个新的基督徒对成熟呢？
Absolute faith in the word of God.
对于神的话一个绝对的信心。
Let me mention four things that the writer of Hebrews talks about that we need to absolutely believe.
那我再讲一下在希伯来书里面的作者讲到的四件事情是我们必须绝对要相信的。
Here's the first thing.
这个第一件事。
There can be no compromise.
不可以妥协的。
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
That's how the writer begins his exhortation.
这希伯来的作者怎么开始他的勉励的？
Return to chapter 1.
我们看到第一章。
Just the first three verses is enough.
第一章第一节到第三节就够了。
He knows Jesus is God.
他知道耶稣是神。
God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the world, and he is the radiance of his glory, and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. And when he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become much better than the angels, as he's inherited a more excellent name than they.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边， 他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Here's the first absolute truth.
这是第一个绝对的真理。
The word of God says Jesus is God.
神的话告诉我们耶稣是神。
Now this had a particular relevance for these Jewish Christians.
那对犹太人，有这些犹太基督徒来讲，有特别的切身的关系。
Because in Galilee, there was a large number of followers of Jesus the Messiah.
因为我们知道在加利利有许多人，有许多跟随弥赛亚。
But by the 2nd century AD, these Galilean Christians fell into a heresy called the Ebionite heresy.
但是到第二世纪，主后第二世纪的时候，在加利利的基督徒，许多的基督徒就已经堕入到一个异端当中，这个异端叫 Ebionite。
Now these people believed that Jesus was the Messiah.
这些人相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
That he was the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
That he was the suffering servant.
他是受苦的仆人。
That he was their savior.
他是他的救主，他们的救主。
That he died on the cross and shed his blood for them.
他死在十字架上为他们流血。
They believed everything about Jesus except that he was God.
他们相信耶稣基督所有的事情，就是不相信他是神。
They just couldn't believe he was God.
他们就是没有办法相信他是神。
They were Jews. They believed in one God.
他们是犹太人，他们相信只有一位神。
They struggle over this thing.
他们为了这件事在那里挣扎。
And so the writer of Hebrews tells these Jewish Christians.
所以由这希伯来书的作者就告诉这些犹太的基督徒。
When the shaking comes.
当在地震动的时候。
Unless Jesus is absolutely sufficient for you.
在地面震动时，除非耶稣基督是绝对的、足够的、充足的为了你。
You won't make it through.
那你没有办法经过。
Now we know that the divinity of Jesus is something that is seen by revelation.
我们晓得耶稣的神性是唯有借着启示才得以认识的。
But it starts by faith in the truth of the Word of God.
但它是从对于神绝对的真理、神的话里面所启示的真理一个信心开始的。
There are many Christians today that have a half truth about Jesus.
那许多基督徒今天呢，对耶稣基督的信仰是半真半假的。
They believe Jesus is a wonderful man, but he wasn't virgin born.
他有时候相信耶稣是这样很了不起的一个，但他不是童女怀孕生的。
They don't think he was sinless.
他们不相信他是无罪的人。
They don't believe in the vicarious atonement of Jesus' death for us.
他们不相信耶稣基督的救赎是替我们的罪死的救赎。
Neither do they believe in a resurrection.
他们也不相信复活。
Nor his second coming.
也不相信他的再来。
If you don't believe those things,
如果你不相信这些事，
when the shaking comes, you're going to fall to pieces.
当震动来的时候，你就变碎成万片。
Unless we believe that Jesus is the absolute deity, absolutely sufficient, absolutely supreme, we won't make it through the shaking as Christians.
我们除非相信耶稣是绝对的神，他是绝对的足够，绝对的至高，不然在震动的时候，我们必不能承受。
And we know the story of many weak Christians.
那我们听过许多软弱基督徒的故事。
And when tribulations come,
当磨练来的时候，
they begin to practice their old superstitions.
他们就回到他们过往的迷信里面。
They begin to pray the rosary.
然后就开始读那玫瑰经。
They begin to burn paper money.
然后开始烧纸钱。
What's happened to them?
那发生什么事了？
Jesus isn't enough.
因为对他们来讲，耶稣不够。
And it destroys their life.
那他们的生命因此得毁灭。
The second absolute truth that the Word of God talks about.
神的话讲到的。
The perfect sacrifice of Jesus was one time for all time.
耶稣基督的献祭是一次以至于永远完全的。
The writer to the Hebrews uses this phrase once for all.
那希伯来书的作者用这句话一次以至于永远。
Turn to chapter 10.
我们翻到第十章。
Let's just look at a few times he uses this phrase.
我们看一下他怎么用这一句话。
He's talking about the high priest and his perfect sacrifice for us.
他这里讲到大祭司完全的献祭。
Verse 10.
第十节。
For by this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣。
Notice verse 12.
第十二节。
But he...Having offered one sacrifice for sins, once for all, sat down at the right hand of God.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
For by one offering he has perfected once for all those who are sanctified.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Okay, you don't believe me yet, do you? Let's look at some more.
你不相信，我们再看一些。
When Jesus died for you, he died once. That's all that needs to happen.
当耶稣替你死的时候，他只死一次，一次就够了。
Your sins have been forgiven.
你的罪已经赦免了。
You never have to do anything more.
你再也不用做什么了。
He never has to do anything more.
他也再也不用做什么。
He doesn't have to offer another sacrifice.
他不需要再献一次的祭。
One time.
一次。
Let's look at a few more.
我们再看一下。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
He does not need daily like those high priests to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people, because this he did once for all when he offered up himself.
他不像那些大祭司每日必须先为自己的罪后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上就把这事成全了。
And turn to chapter 9, verse 26.
第九章第二十六节。
Otherwise, he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once for all, at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
Now it's important that we believe the word of God.
那我们一定要相信神的话。
Sometimes we feel sinful.
有时候我们自己觉得充满了罪。
Do you believe in the perfect, finished work of Jesus?
那你相信基督一次献上了完全的祭吗？
Then you can rest in the finished work.
那你就可以在基督所成就的事上得安息。
Then you have peace with God.
那你就得以与神和好。
Then your conscience doesn't have to worry, am I saved, am I not saved?
那你的良心不用在这那里挣扎，我到底是得救了还是没有得救
？Oh, this is so important to people who are pressing on to maturity.
那这对那些要竭力进入完全的人是何等的重要
！It's got to be settled once and all, once for all.
我们在自己的心里一定要一次能够认定。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣替我死了。
He paid for every sin.
他替我所有的罪付了代价。
I have been forgiven.
我已经得了赦免。
I am being sanctified.
我已经成圣了。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
When the times of shaking come,
当它震动的时候，
you need to stand on this absolute truth.
你要能够站立站在这个绝对的真理上能够站立的稳。
The third thing that the writer exhorts us.
第三件事希伯来书的作者勉励我们。
This is an absolute truth.
这是一个绝对的真理。
There's no going back.
就是不能回头。
You cannot go out like the children of Israel into the wilderness and decide you want to return to Egypt. There's no going back.
你不能像以色列人一样，进了旷野以后又想回到埃及，那是不可以的。你没有办法回头。
In the writer of the Hebrews, he uses this term, no shrinking back.
在希伯来书的作者常常讲到这个，那不要后退。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 35.
我们看一下第十章的第三十五节。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，全这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐。使你们完全行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是一人必因信得生。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction.But of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
那我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
The writer of Hebrews tells the story of Abraham who journeyed by faith.
那希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕凭信开始了他一生的旅程。
He was looking for a city.
因为他在仰望那一件那一座城。
He was looking for a better country, a heavenly one.
他是在看一个更美的家乡，是在天上的家乡。
And he decided there's no going back.
所以他就决定了，他不会退后。
This is so important in our lives.
对我们的生命来讲，这实在非常重要。
There's such a great reward ahead.
在我们前面有极大的赏赐。
But if we shrink back, we lose the reward.
我们如果退后，我们就失去了赏赐。
And so this encouragement presses us on. Believe it.Once you have begun the journey, do not take your hand off the plow and look around.
所以这里面就给我们一个极大的勉励，叫我们一旦开始了这个旅程，不要手扶着犁，还向后看。
Sometimes we think of going back.
有的时候我们会想要回去。
But then we say like Peter, where else can we go?
但有时候我们心里又讲，像彼得一样，主啊，我们还跟从谁呢？
And no matter how tough things may become,
无论环境是多么的艰难。
If you resolve in your heart, the word of God is true, there's no going back.
如果你心里面认定了，神的话语是真实的，是不可，我们是不可以后退的。
This gives us the strength to take up our cross, and the way forward is opened before us.
所以这就给我们极大的勉励，叫我们能够背起十字架来，向摆在我们前面的道路直奔。
The fourth.Absolute truth.
第四个绝对的真理。
This is absolutely certain.
这是绝对的。
There will soon be a great shaking.
马上就要有一个极大的震动。
Notice how our brother, says it here in Hebrews chapter 12.
我们看一下，我们的弟兄在希伯来书第十二章怎么讲的。
In verse 26 of chapter 12.
第十二章的二十六节。
And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I will not only shake the earth, but also the heavens.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
My brothers and sisters, the word of God says this, do you believe it?
弟兄姐妹们，神的话是这样讲的，你们相不相信？
There will soon be a great shaking of all earthly things.
受造之物马上就要有一个极大的震动。
You and I have earthly things.
我们都有属世的事情。
Are we trusting in them?
我们是不是将我们的信心摆在他们里
面？ Are we collecting them?
我们是不是在收集这些？
Are we holding on to them?
我们是不是抓紧这些事？
They'll be shaken out of our hands.
那有一天他要震动，将他们手从我们手中震动挪去。
The Hebrew Christians knew this.
那希伯来的基督徒他们知道这些事。
Look what it says in chapter 10.
我们看一下第十节怎么讲的，第十章怎么讲的。
In verse 32.
第三十二节。
But remember the former days when after being enlightened you endured great conflict and sufferings.
你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
Partly by being made a public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations.And partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated.
一面被毁谤，遭患难成了戏景，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
For you showed sympathy to the prisoners, and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession and a lasting one. Therefore, don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward.
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。
Our precious brothers and sisters in the Jewish Christian community had their property seized.And taken away.
我们这些宝贝的犹太教犹太人的弟兄姐妹们，他们的家业被人夺去。
If they had put their trust in their riches, they would be devastated.
他们的信心若是放在他们自己有的产业当中，那他们是何等的难受。
What are you trusting in?
那你自己宝贝什么
？Your stocks?
你的股票
？Your bonds?
你的期票
？Real estate?
你的房子
？What are you trusting in?
你到底是宝贝什么东西？
You know, it only took 25 minutes for Sichuan to be shaken of all of its properties.
你知道吗？在四川只有25分钟啊，所有的产业全部消失。
How many are homeless now?
有多少人是无家可归？
What's the latest?
最近的统计是什么？
I heard more than 3 million, I don't know.
我听说超过了300万，我不是很清楚。
Homeless.
无家可归。
Just like that.
就这样子。
I remember 9/11.
我还记得911。
Everybody thinks life just goes on and on and on.
每个人都觉得你的人生就这样子一天一天过。
And within 1 hour, two hours,
一个小时两个小时之间，
the whole downtown Manhattan was lost.
整个曼哈顿的市中心毁掉了。
Are you ready for the shaking?
你预备好了吗？面对这样
的震动。Because the shaking is going to come.
因为这震动马上就要来。
Now, what are you going to do?
那你要怎么办呢？
I sometimes think about those Jewish Christians who escaped to Pella.
那有时候我想到那些逃到那个 Pella 的那些犹太人基督徒啊。
I wonder what they felt like.
我不晓得他们怎么想。
After the great destruction.
当耶路撒冷被毁灭以后。
They had no more home to go back to.
他们没有家。
They had no job.
没有工作。
They had no temple to worship.
没有会堂，没有圣殿去敬拜。
Nor any priest to offer sacrifice.
也没有祭司能够献祭。
They had no animals to sacrifice anyway.
他们本来就已经没有献祭的牺牲的动物了。
Their whole life was over.
整个生活生命都结束了。
Except they were holding on to Jesus, the high priest.
但他们抓紧了他们的大祭司耶稣基督。
And they said, Jesus, you're my sacrifice.
他们就说，主耶稣，你是我的牺牲。
Jesus, you're my temple.
你是我的殿。
Jesus, you're my house.
你是我的家。
Jesus, you're my bread.
你是我的面包。
It's a good thing they learned that.
他们很好，他们还学了这个教训。
Because the guarantee is the shaking will come.
因为圣经保证我们必有一个大震动。
But what is this great shaking?
那这个大震动到底是什么呢？
Is it not just the door into the great rewards?
难道不仅仅是一个引到大赏赐的一个门吗？
When the great shaking comes, and after the dust settles, the unshakable kingdom remains.
当这个大震动来的时候，灰尘都沉淀的时候，那个不可震动的国度存在那里。
What a wonderful promise.
这是何等奇妙的应许。
Are you going to be in that unshakable kingdom?
你会在这个不可震动的国里吗？
Or are you going to be out?
还是你在外面？
You could be a Christian, be out.
你可能是个基督徒，但你可能在外面。
Or you can enter into your reward.
还是你要进到你的赏赐里。
This is meat.
这一个是肉啊。
This is for the mature.
这是给成熟的基督徒的。
This isn't for babes.
这不是给小孩子。
Can you grow up?
你能长大吗？
This is what it's talking about.
你要长大，这就是讲的就是这个。
It's an encouragement.
这是一个勉励。
It's to motivate us.
那这是要激动我们，激励我们。是要警告我们。
Now every child I know needs both encouragement and warning.
那每一个我认识的小孩，他们都需要激励。他们也都需要警告。
And sometimes you grow up, and in your household, you have the perfect combination.
那有的时候，当你长大时，你家里面那这个警告啊、勉励啊，这配合的刚刚好。
Your mama encourages you, your father warns you.
你妈妈常常勉励你啊，你爸爸常常警告你。
Now, the Father in heaven is exhorting us.
那现在我们天上的父在这里勉励我们。
And he says, "My great exhortation is."Draw nigh to Jesus and hold only to Him.
那我对你们所给的勉励是要叫你们亲近主耶稣，能够持守主耶稣基督。
So our precious Lord says.
所以我们所宝贝的主这样说。
When you see the shaking coming, look up. Your redemption draws nigh.
当地大震动的时候，你当向上看。你救赎的日子近了。
It's time to lay hold of this strong exhortation, this meat of the word, that we may be mature and ready for the kingdom to come.
现在是让我们能够抓紧这样子一个宝贝的应许，神话语叫我们成熟这样子一个这样子一个吃所能吃的肉，好叫我们能够进入那不能挪去的国。
Our brother who writes this letter has great love for these people.
我们写这封信的弟兄，对收信的那些弟兄有极大的爱。
We see at the end of the letter there in chapter 13.
我们看到第十三章里面，在结束的时候，他这样说。
He gives this benediction.
他给这样子最后的问安。
In verse 20.
第 20节,
Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord.
但愿世平安的神就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人我主耶稣从死里复活的神
Equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
在各样善事上成全你们叫你们遵行他的旨意又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事愿荣耀归给他直到永永远远 Amen.
And then he says very humbly,
那他很谦卑地这么说
Now I urge you, brethren, bear with this word of exhortation.
他说弟兄们啊望你们听我劝勉的话
I hear many Christians say, I wish I knew the Father better.
很多基督徒会这样说 我盼望我更能够更多地认识天父
I know Jesus is my Savior. I pray to Jesus, but I want to know the Father better.
我知道耶稣是我的救主，我向他祷告，但我深愿我能够更深地认识我的天父。
Well, now you know the Father.
那现在你认识你的天父。
And he's speaking to us a strong exhortation.
他对我们讲了一个大有勉励的话。
May we have grace to receive it and mature through it.
盼望我们得到恩典，能够领受。并因此得以成熟。
If the Lord could make out of us a mature people,
如果神能够使我们长大成熟
，What will happen if the shaking delays?
那么如果这个震动的事延迟了呢
？If we go on to maturity and the shaking delays, what will happen?
如果我们都已经长大成熟了，但神的震动的事又延迟了，又怎么样
？A great revival of the church.
我们教会必有大复兴。
Can you imagine what it would be if everyone that assembles together with you was mature?
你能不能够想象，我们一同聚集的众弟兄姐妹，在你周围的弟兄姐妹，每一个都是成熟的基督徒
？If those over 30,
如果三十岁以上的
were mature,
都是成熟的。
We'd have revival in our church.
那么教会里面必有复兴。
But because we're such babes,
但因为我们都是吃奶的婴孩。
We're selfish.
我们自私。
We're fighting.
我们自斗。
We're prejudiced.
我们有偏见。
We're not growing up.
我们没有成长。
We need a strong word of exhortation.
我们需要一个大有勉励的话。
When the shaking comes, it's too late to start to work on it now.
如果大震动已经临到了，那已经太晚了。
Let those who have an ear hear what the Spirit says now.
但有耳可听的，现在就当听圣灵的话。
Look unto Jesus,
仰望耶稣
the author and finisher of our faith.
是我们信心的创始成终者。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear Father, we come to you.
父神，我们来到你面前。
And we serve you in reverence and awe.
我们存着敬畏的心服侍你。
We fear you, God.
我们敬畏你。
Because we know your purpose is unchangeable.
因为我们知道你的旨意是不可更改的。
You have declared and will not change your mind.
你告诉我们说你也不改变你的心意。
You said regarding Jesus, thou art forever a priest according to Melchizedek.
你说论到耶稣你的儿子是按着麦基洗德的等次永远为大祭司。
And so you have also said,
同时你又这么说
I will bring my children to maturity.
我会叫我的儿女成熟。
We take great encouragement.
我们因此而大得激励。
You will not change your mind.
你不改变你的心意。
And so you shake us now.
所以求你现在震动我们。
That we may lay hold of Jesus.
以至于我们能够抓紧持定我们的耶稣。
And press on to perfection.
我们能够竭力进入完全的地步。
Oh Lord, we take grace.
哦主啊，这需要何等的恩典。
In light of the soon shaking.
马上将要临到的大震动。
We ask for your mercy.
我们恳求你的怜悯
Forgive us
赦免我们
for our foolishness
因为我们的愚昧
Help us to walk and run after Jesus
帮助我们能够往耶稣的道路直奔
Right to the kingdom
直奔向国度
Right to the inheritance
直奔向我们所领受的产业
Right to the city
直奔向将来的那座城
Right to the completed house of God
直奔向那成全的神的家
Oh help us Lord we pray
主啊，帮助我们，我们祷告。
In Jesus' precious name.
是奉主耶稣宝贝的名。阿门。阿门。